Praise God. If you have your Bibles, you'll turn with us today. Let's go to Luke's Gospel, chapter number 24. Then we'll go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 27. I'm sorry, Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. Matthew, chapter number 27. Amen. We'll begin reading there today for a text. Ask the Lord to touch us today. Praise God. We try to do what the Lord does. Amen. I love this time of year, don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. It's amazing to me that during the time of the resurrection of Christ, amen, that spring comes into the world. Amen. And everything begins to live. Hallelujah. As we celebrate this great time. If you have your Bibles, Luke chapter number 23, verse number 39, I want to begin a reading this morning. Amen. Brother Randy does such a great job teaching on the tomb this morning in our Sunday school lesson. Amen. I'd like to preach what the Lord has laid on my heart for this service today and hope and pray that somebody's life is touched this morning in this service. The Bible said in verse number 39, Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus saith unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Amen. And Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28. I want to read there, verse number 1. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay." Amen. Praise God. In Luke chapter number 24, and verse number 1, the Bible said, "Now upon the first day they came of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, 'Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen.'" Praise God. I'd like to preach this morning, if the Lord would help me today, on the delivering power of a risen Savior. Praise God. The delivering power of a risen Savior. I mean, many counts has been made of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you've been in church any length of time, you've heard many messages preached this time of the year on the resurrection of Christ. Amen. And sometimes we look at the Bible and we try to find a different way to approach the resurrection and the story that people are so familiar with. Amen. To make them interested in it, because most of us know, amen, what took place about the time of the crucifixion and the resurrection. Amen. But I'd like to preach to you this morning a little bit different than what I've ever preached a resurrection service or the crucifixion concerning Easter Sunday before. I'd like to go back to the cross for just a little bit this morning and preach there for just a little while, if the Lord had helped me. Amen. We get the picture of the cross. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour today where the cross has been forgotten. Amen. There's a lot of people that wear it around their neck. They'll put it on their bumper stickers. Amen. But the true cross of Christ, amen, that Jesus told his disciples to bear, amen, that he told them to carry, it's forgotten in the day and hour that we're
we're living in today. Amen. But how many of you know without the cross there would be no salvation? Amen. Without the shedding of blood, the apostle said there is no remission of sin. And there's many religions today that teach a lot of different directions when it comes to being a Christian. Amen. But there's only one way. Amen. Jesus said, I am the door. If any man come any other way, he's the same as a thief and a robber. Amen. The only way to be saved is through faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. I'd like to go back for just a little bit this morning, and let's go back and get a picture of the cross and what's happening on Golgotha's hill. Amen. It's a sad picture that we see. Amen. As Jesus is making his way up Calvary's hill and stumbles under the load of the cross. Amen. We find him finding Simon the Cyrenian. Amen. Picking him to bear the cross and to carry it up under the hill, Golgotha. Amen. They had already put a robe upon him. They had already put a crown of thorns upon his head. They had already mocked him. They had already spit upon him. They had already made fun of him. And now they're bringing him up Golgotha's hill. Amen. To crucify him. They put his cross in the ground as they had nailed him to it and stood him between heaven and earth. And there the blood is dripping off of his torn body that they had beaten with a cat of nine tails. Amen. His face, amen, was swollen out of proportion. Amen. Isaiah said he was not comely to look upon. Amen. He paints a picture in Isaiah 53, amen, of the crucified Savior. Amen. But I want you to realize this morning that he wasn't the only one that was hanging up on that hill that day. There was also two thieves, two sinful men that they brought up, and they crucified one on the left, and they put the other upon the right hand of Christ, and they were also crucified there that day. Amen. The crowd walks by, and they're wagging their heads. Amen. They're making comments, and they're saying, thou destroyest the temple and build it again in 3 days. Save thyself if thou be the Son of God. Amen. They're making comments. He saved others, but himself he cannot save. Amen. They're spitting at him. Amen. They're cursing him. They're making fun of him. They're laughing at him. Amen. They put an inscription upon his head or over his head and nailed it to the cross. Amen. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. But little did they know how prophecy was being fulfilled. Amen. They put that up there making fun of him. But they failed to realize that he was Jesus. That he was the Messiah. That he was the King of the Jews. Amen. And on the third day he would rise again. Amen. But you see, he had the power of life. And he also had the power of death. Amen. Because he had all power in heaven and in earth. There was nothing that Jesus didn't have power over. And so we get the picture of him hanging there on the cross, just spinning between heaven and earth. The disciples are weeping. Their hearts are heavy. Amen. Mary Magdalene. Amen. They're standing behind. And they're looking upon this sad crucifixion. Their Lord has been crucified. Their Master has been taken from them. And they are saddened. Their hearts are heavy. Amen. Their hearts are broken. They don't have words to speak. They don't understand. Amen. They can't comprehend. If he's God, if he's the Son of God, why is this happening? Amen. But little did they know, amen, that it was happening for them. I said it was happening for them. And not only them, but all humanity. Amen. There's been some that said, amen, it was because Peter backslid that Christ went to the cross. Amen. There's some said, amen, it was because of Pilate's judgment that Christ went to the cross. Amen. Others have said it was the Pharisees that nailed him to the cross. Amen. And many have said it was us that nailed him to the cross. But Isaiah said in chapter 53 and verse number 6, the Lord hath laid the iniquity of us all upon on him. Amen. I want to tell you, my friend, before the first sin was ever committed in the Garden of Eden, amen, the cross was already planned. Before Adam was ever created, the cross was already in the plan of God. Before the foundation of the world was laid, salvation had already been considered. Amen. It was God who put his son. Amen. But the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It wasn't me. It wasn't you. But it was God who gave himself for the sin of the world. It was God who put him there that all men could come to him and that all men might have salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. They sang the song last night. He could have called 10,000 angels. Amen. He could have called 12 legions of angels. 144,000. Amen. One angel would have been enough. But he had the power to come off the cross himself. Hallelujah. But he made a vow. Amen. In the garden that night when he was praying, he said, "Lord, if it be thy will, Father, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." Amen. If this is what it's going to take for mankind to have an opportunity to escape the damnation of hell for all of eternity, I'll take the cross. I'll drink the cup. I'll take the way of suffering. I'll take the way of shame. Amen. So Jesus Christ made up his mind as he wept and he cried and he agonized in the garden. Amen. That he would go to the cross and he would go there for you and I. I want you to realize this morning. Amen. The Bible said from the time of the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. I want to tell you, it wasn't just in Palestine. There was darkness in Asia Minor. Amen. There was darkness in all of Europe. Amen. The whole world knew that something was happening on that day. Amen. The earth didn't just quake on Golgotha's hill. It wasn't just for the Jews in Jerusalem. But the Bible said the earth quaked and the rocks were rent. Rather, the whole earth shook at the crucified Savior. It wasn't just for a city. It wasn't just for a nation. But he died for the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to get the picture here this morning. During this darkness that's upon the face of the earth, there's a thief on the left hand and one on the right hand. Amen. And one of them looks over at Jesus and begins to talk to him. And he says, "Lord, remember me when you come into paradise." Oh, that other old thief, he tried to justify himself. Amen. If you can save others, save us. Amen. He didn't take the guilt. He didn't admit to none of his shame. But this other thief, on the other hand, amen, he said, "I'm guilty. I plead guilty today." He said, "I know I'm a thief. I know I deserve to die. I know I deserve hell." Amen. But he said, "If you're the Christ, if you're the Son of God, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And I want you to notice what Jesus said unto him. He said, "Today, amen, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Hallelujah. It wasn't long after that, amen, till Jesus gave up the ghost. Amen. That old thief died on his right hand, and the other one died on the left hand. man. Amen. And Jesus gave up the ghost. Amen. That one thief. He plunged in the pits of hell. And he's still screaming this morning and wishing to God that he'd have pled guilty on the cross. He's wishing to God that he'd have asked the Lord to have mercy on him. But on the other hand, another thief. Amen. He's in paradise. Amen. He's being comforted. He's in the Spirit of God. He's in the presence of an Almighty God and being comforted, while the sinner is burning in the pit of hell. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Jesus gave up the ghost. He hung on that cross for a little while. When he gave up the ghost, the Bible said the veil was rent from top to bottom. Amen. There was a great earthquake. Amen. The rocks were rent. Amen. There was a lot of things that took place when Jesus died. Amen. He said, "It is finished. The sacrifice is complete. The suffering has been made possible." Amen. That sinners don't have to suffer. Amen. If they'll come through the door. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We see this amen thief on the left and the right. Amen. Jesus has died. Amen. Both thieves are dead. Amen. Let's go down in the pits of hell this morning and take a little trip with me today. Amen. You go in the pits of hell. Amen. And there's a great gulf fixed, the Bible said, between hell and between paradise. And the Bible said that those that are in hell, amen, can see the saints of God comforted in the bosom of Abraham. Amen. But them that are in the bosom of Abraham, they can't see across that great gulf, and they can't look over into the depths of hell. Amen. That one thief is seeing his buddy over there. Amen. Feeling the comfort of the presence of God while he's being tormented day and night, while he's gnashing on his sap with his teeth, while he's weeping and he's crying and he's begging God for mercy. I want to tell you, my friend, if you ain't saved this morning, you're on your way to hell. I said you're on your way to hell, and you must be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to get another picture here this morning. Amen. One thief's in paradise. The other thief's in hell. And Joseph of Arimathea comes up to Pilate and asks him, said, "Can I have the third man? Can I go put him in a grave? I've got a brand new tomb that I've hewn out of the rock. And I'd like to have Jesus' body and put it in that tomb." Amen. And Pilate granted him his request. They took the body of Jesus, and the Bible said he wrapped it in linen, put a napkin on his head, and he laid him in that brand new tomb. Amen. They rolled that seal, amen, that stone in front of the door. I want you to notice something here. Amen. This is on a Friday evening. Joseph of Arimathea and his men rolled that stone in front of the door. Amen. But Saturday being the Sabbath day, amen, where it's unlawful to work. Amen. Them Jews come to Pilate, and they said, "Can't we go and make that tomb sure?" Amen. They went out there and they put that seal upon that tomb, and they stood there and they guarded that tomb. Amen. They didn't roll back the stone. They didn't check to see if Jesus was in there. Amen. There's a lot of people today that believe that Jesus stayed right there until Sunday morning. I want to tell you, my friend, on Friday evening when that stone was rolled there, amen, Jesus sat up, his feet hit the floor, and he made a back exit out the tomb. He said, "Preacher, there ain't no door. He is a door. He don't need an entrance. He makes his own way. He's a way, the truth, and the life." Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus himself descended to the heart of the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. That great gulf that's fixed between hell and paradise that no man can cross over. Amen. That only death escorts. Amen. Through that gulf. And he escorts those into hell through that gulf. And he escorts those who go into paradise. Amen. Through that great gulf. Amen. They're sitting over in paradise. Amen. And Abraham. Amen. He looks up at that thief. And he sees that thief being escorted into paradise. And he looks at him. He says, "Are you him? Are you the Messiah?" Amen. Simeon jumps up. And he runs over there and says, "Are you the Messiah?" Amen. That thief looks at him and says, "No, I'm not him." And Simeon said, "Well, we've been looking for him." Amen. But it wasn't about 33 years ago. And I held him up in the temple and said, "Behold, a salvation of Israel." Hallelujah. Amen. And Abraham, that we've been looking for him as the ages roll by. And we're expecting him any time. And that old thief looks at him and says, "Well, boys, it ain't gonna be long now. As he was hanging right beside me, he died just a little bit after I died. And he's allowed to come through here at any time." Hey, but I want to tell you, that was an excitement in paradise. They were looking for their Messiah. Hallelujah. Amen. A few more hours pass by. They're sitting there talking in paradise. And they see a light coming across that gulf. Amen. And one of them looks at the other. Amen. "We've never seen death carry a light. Amen. We've never seen anything like this coming across this gulf. Amen. That's fixed between paradise and hell." Amen. And they begin to discuss. And as they begin to talk, that light became brighter. And it become brighter. Amen. They begin to look at one another and say, "That ain't no light. Amen. That's the kind of glory that we're seeing approach us across this great gulf." Amen. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ, amen, got up from the tomb. Amen. He descended into the pits of hell. And he walked right down through that gulf. Amen. He walked right up to paradise where all the saints of God were checked in. Amen. Where everybody went. Amen. That had made their sacrifices. And had been accepted by Jesus. And he walks right up there. Amen. If you please. He signed his name in. Amen. He turns. And he begins to walk across that gulf. In a direction that they'd never seen nobody walk. He was walking directly toward the entrance of hell. Amen. They begin to talk. "Who is that man that you signed me in?" They walk over to the registry and look at Dr. Death, and they say, "Death, who is this man?" And Death's a trembling. "I don't know, but I ain't never seen anybody sign a book like he did." Amen. "He's signed in blood. His name is Jesus." Hallelujah. Brother, that was rejoicing in paradise. They knew their Messiah. Messiah had come. Lift your hands and worship him. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Oh, they realized the Son of God, amen, had done come down there. Amen. And made his entry into paradise. Amen. They all gathered around the registry. Amen. "Can we see the book?" Amen. Death looks at them and said, "Listen here, church. Amen. There's something unusual. Amen. Everybody that enters into paradise, their name is written down in this book. I have a register. Amen. Of everybody that's present. But there's something unusual about this name. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. But right here in parentheses by his name, it starts checking out in 3 days. Amen. The paradise begin to shout and they begin to rejoice. Destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. I want to tell you, my friend, we don't serve a dead God, but we serve a risen Savior. I said we serve a risen Savior. He's alive and he's well today. Woo! Hallelujah! Worship him this morning. He's worthy of our praise. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You couldn't hear the screams of hell for the shouting of the church. Amen. You couldn't hear the torment of them that was tormented in hellfire by the rejoicing of the saints of God. Oh, hallelujah. But that ain't the end of the story. Amen. They're all standing around and they're looking across that gulf. Amen. Wondering where Jesus has went. And in a little bit, they hear something jingling. Woo! I said they hear something jingling. And they see that light, Brother Coffee, coming back across that gulf. Amen. And Jesus is spinning something on his finger. Hallelujah. And they're wondering, what in the world is it going on? Hallelujah. All they can hear is that little bit of jingle, and they see that great light. Amen. But Jesus comes across that gulf, and he said, look here, boys, I've got the keys. One of them is to death, and the other one is to hell. The devil has no more power over the church, but I have all power. I've got the keys that I'll loose you. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen, when Jesus come across that gulf and he walked back over to paradise, amen, he had them keys on his finger. He looks over at Dr. Death, amen, sitting at the registry, and says, Doctor, not only am I checking out today, but the entire church is going with me. Amen. They all begin that journey down that dark corridor. Amen. That led back up. Amen. To the face of the earth. The Bible said the dead are seen walking in the streets. Abraham seen that promised land that God had promised him 3,000 years ago. And he got to walk in Jerusalem. He got the experience Canaan. I want to tell you, my friend, as the living power in a risen Savior, lift your hands and worship him this morning. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was at this time that Jesus removed paradise from the center of the earth and put it in the heavens. Hallelujah. He brought the entire church, all of them old saints of God. Amen. Of them been faithful down through the ages. Noah, amen, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, amen, all of their descendants that have been faithful, they all rose up. And they followed Jesus out of paradise. Amen. They followed him back up to Jerusalem. Amen. They got to see all of their long lost kindred. Amen. See generations on down the road that they'd never seen. Amen. They seen them. Amen. But I want to preach to you this morning. And if you're lost and undone without God, amen, Jesus came out of there victorious. victorious over death and hell. And this morning, the keys are still in his hand. He has the power to unlock that drug addiction. He has the power to unlock that alcoholic spirit. He has the power, amen, to unlock that lust that has your heart consumed. He has the power to free you from your sin. Whatever it is that you're bound by, he has the keys and he has the power to loose you from your sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As they come to give us a song this morning, there's more that I could preach to you. But I feel the Holy Ghost in this service this morning. And I feel like God wants to save somebody. I feel like God's drawing to the heart right now. I feel like the Spirit of God is speaking to you this morning. He said, if you'll just come unto me, I'll give you rest. The Spirit's saying, come. The bride's saying, come. Let him that thirst come and drink of the water of life freely. But Jesus said, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is alive. He has risen, and he's risen that you might live. Hallelujah. Could we stand all over the house this morning as the saints of God are praying? What about it, my friend? The blood, it'll cover every sin. It'll wash away every addiction. It'll wash away everything that you're not proud of. It'll wash away the shame. The blood, it reaches to the highest mountain. It flows the lowest valley. And it's reaching right where you are this morning. If you'll just step out in that aisle, if you'll just make your way down to this altar, and you let the thief on the cross, and say, Lord, I'm guilty of sin. I need a Savior. Would you remember me today in your kingdom? And brother, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. What about it, friend? Would you like to know him this morning? Would you like to be delivered from the sins that has you bound? Hallelujah. He has the keys to the fetters that's on your hand. He has the keys to the bonds that has you bound. Jesus can loose you at this altar this morning. If you'll just rise out of your pew, he'll just step out in that aisle and make your way to this altar this morning and say, Lord, I'm guilty. Lord, I need a Savior. I need the blood of Jesus to wash me clean again. It doesn't matter if you've known God or if you've never known God. It doesn't matter if you're a heathen or whether you're a backslider. Amen. The blood is flowing this morning. The Spirit of God is drawing today. Why don't you come this morning and say, Jesus, I'm guilty of sin, and I need you to wash me. I need you to purify me. I want that peace and that joy that only comes through salvation. Hallelujah. He's speaking to your heart. He's drawing your soul. And the church is praying and pleading the blood of Jesus. Why don't you come? Why don't you come in Jesus' name? Why don't you step out and let him loose you this morning? He's already paid the debt for your salvation.
In the beginning,
all you got to do is accept it this morning.
That man would surely fall.
You said, preacher, I'd never deny God.
The Savior,
if you don't accept him this morning, you're rejecting him today. The call is going forth. You're either going to accept him or you're going to reject him again. Oh, would to God that you'd just plead guilty this morning. You don't have to be like that one thief and try to justify yourself and burn in hell forever. But you can be as the one thief did and say, Lord, remember me. I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've strayed far from you. I know I'm not where I need to be with God. I know that I've been a reproach to your name. And I'm pleading guilty today. I'm going to come to that altar and I'm going to give my life to you, and I want you to wash me again. I want you to cleanse me of all my sin. What about it, friend? Today's your day. Today is your chance to accept this life that Jesus has given to you. He bled and he died for your salvation. Why don't you come? Why don't you accept it this morning? Why don't you humble yourself before it's too late and say, Lord, I know I'm not where I need to be. I know that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Amen. Every one of us that are saved this morning had to come down to an old-fashioned altar. Every one of us had to fall on our face. And we all had to say, I'm a sinner and I need the grace of God that reached down and to save me. I come to tell you, his arms are outspread and he's calling for you this morning. Why don't you come? Why don't you kneel? Why don't you repent? Why don't you confess your sin and let Jesus save you? For yea, I say unto thee, I have called unto thee this day. Don't be a fool and reject me and turn me away and harden your heart against me. For yea, I am full of mercy and full of compassion. I see thy sin. I see the filthiness of thine heart. But yet I bled and I died for thy salvation. I say unto thee, come unto me and I will save thee. I will wash thee. I will cleanse thee. And I will give thee salvation today, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you come, my friend? Jesus is calling. Why don't you come? He's calling for you. The blood's still flowing. I said the blood's still flowing. The Spirit's still drawing. The Holy Ghost is still dealing. As the church is praying this morning, God wants you to come. God wants you to give your heart to him this morning. God wants to save you today. He wants you to enjoy this life that he has bought and purchased for you. Hallelujah. Why don't you come? Say, preacher, I can't live that way. Amen. This is the easiest way you'll ever have to live. The way of a transgressor's heart. The way of sin is a hard road. Amen. But the life of living for Jesus is a life of joy. It's a life of happiness. Why don't you come? Why don't you give God a chance? Why don't you kneel before him this morning and say, Lord, I accept this gift that you have given unto me. I want this eternal life. The door is open.
And I'm so glad. My Savior's precious blood.
As I sing this morning, we tarry just a few more minutes while the church is praying. Think about it, friend. The blood. The blood that fell from Calvary's hill that day. That ran out of his pierced side and his nail-scarred hands and feet. The blood that ran out of his head where the crown of thorns was sink deeply inside it. The blood that was shed for you. That was shed for your salvation. Are you going to reject a loving Savior like that? Are you going to turn your back and walk out that door today when such great love is reaching for you this morning? Amen. There ain't a person on the face of this earth that loves you like Jesus did. Amen. And does this morning. And he said, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it all over again for your salvation. Why don't you rise? Why don't you walk down that aisle? Why don't you give him a chance in your life? Why don't you give your heart to Jesus? Hallelujah. As the church is coming and making their way to this altar this morning, God is going to hold you accountable for your decision this morning. If you don't accept Jesus as your Savior today, you're marking another mark of rejection against your name. Amen. And who knows? One day may be the last call for you, my friend. You say, preacher, God's a merciful God. He'll always deal with me. No, I'll guarantee you we can tell on one hand the times that God really deals with our life and draws us out of sin. But God is drawing once again this morning. He's showing great mercy. Why don't you come to this altar? Why don't you give your soul to Jesus? Why don't you serve Him? He died for your sin.